Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is our dear friend Chris Powell, kind of a new date and new time. Chris, how are you?
Hey, very good, thanks.
Do you like getting up a little later? You know.
Oh, no, not me.
You'll be back at 7:20, by the way, next week, but okay. This is what we had to do. So, all right, where to begin? I don't know if you heard that thing that the Washington Post, you know, they were condemning.
Yeah, first of all, built the White House.
Nancy Pelosi started this whole thing, you morons. Yeah. But I was thinking the president, I said so yesterday. I mean, you should have just left it alone and let it play out, you know?
He can't just let things play out, Ray. I mean, he's getting deeper and deeper into his Archie Bunker act, and maybe it's a political calculation, maybe it's just the real Trump coming out more every day. But I don't think racist is the right description of
nativist,
it.
Nativist, mean, maybe?
Stupid, inaccurate, vulgar, hateful. it's not proposing to deny anybody his rights on account of his ethnicity. I think right. You ought to have a more limited definition of racist.
You know what? It is a word, I think, in a lot of ways that has become meaningless. And another one is fascist. And, you know, George Orwell wrote years ago, while he was still alive, said if everything is fascist, then nothing is fascist, essentially. It loses its meaning. So, you know, you say, oh, they have no coffee. That's fascist. Well, no, it's not. You know, there's a specific meaning as to what it is. And you know, these words lose their currency. They're not worth anything.
But they're very effective epithets, and they're used for intimidation. And
precisely.
Are expected not to resist when those epithets are in the air, but you know, Trump doesn't care. He doesn't care in the first place about what he says, so he can't care about what anybody else says.
Let's go on to one of the topics that has kind of been a big deal in the news. And first of all, it was interesting that guy, I think it was in Washington State, I can't remember where, guy raided the ICE detention center, and he had Molotov cocktail and a shotgun of some sort, and was killed. He was a member of Antifa, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Well, he proclaimed himself a member of Antifa.
Well, online he did, too.
I don't think they have a national headquarters where we can call to confirm.
Well, okay, neither do the white nationalist parties either.
Oh, of course not. Right, this is just the madness of modern America. I mean, I think it recalls the Nazis and commies running loose in the streets of Berlin in the early 30s. The center did not hold, and I hope it can hold here.
But one of the points that you bring up in your most recent piece is that the knowledge that although I've seen video that was taken down in Nicaragua, some of the other Central American countries, and the people are not necessarily coming up here. I mean, some may, and they very well may be, you know, escaping the tyranny, the clubs, the danger, the gangs, all that. That's true. But a lot of it's just, you know, they interviewed a guy at one of the camps before they're taking off on the convoy or a caravan, whatever you want to call it. And they were all saying, we're just going up for work. So, you know, the whole point is, as you point out, and I think it's true, open borders is the main cause of the cruelty. You come up here with no prospects and think you're going to get in.
Yeah, well, Reuters did a story last week, very interesting, about the increasing migration from Africa through South and Central America into the United States through Mexico. And what is decisive for those people, as is decisive, I think, for nearly everybody, is the confidence that they will get into the United States for whatever reason they claim, whether they're claiming political asylum or whether they're just looking for economic opportunities. They know, or they're very confident, that most of them will get in, and most of them do get in. Most of them are not held in the so-called concentration camps. Most of them are waved through and given a summons to an immigration court proceeding some weeks in the future, and very few of them ever come back. They disappear into the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and then, as in the case that's in the news today about the Bangladeshis in New Haven, they overstay their visas, or they build families, and 20 years later the law gets around to them, and they claim hardship. This is not really a matter of political persecution for most people. It's the same old economic immigration that the country was indeed built on,
and
the,
was
the
a great help.
Is, are we going to control it or not?
Yeah, and it was a great, and that see that's the other thing is the kind of is basically mixing the two. You know, if you hate illegal immigrants, you hate all immigrants, and that's not true. I think there are a lot of people who say, "Hey, look, you come in here legally, follow the process," which I would admit is too long, but nevertheless, they're not the same. It's not like I hate all those people coming to Ellis Island.
No, but anyone who wants to enforce the law to have some rules in order is always in danger now of being called racist, like everybody else. The real issue here, I think, Ray, is that Democrats are looking to increase the illegal population because it concentrates in Democratic areas, and right. The more people who are living in Democratic areas, legal or not, citizens or not, the more Democratic congressional districts will be apportioned.
Right.
The irony here is this system will take us back to the system we had in the slave era, where slaves who couldn't vote, couldn't be considered citizens, were nevertheless counted at a 3/5 percentage towards the congressional representation in the slave states. That's what is the Democrats are aiming for here. We will have another large disenfranchised population that will be counted at 100% toward Democratic representation.
Yeah, and by the way, the 3/5 idea did not come from the slave-owning South. It came from the North, just so you'll know.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.